Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Nathaniel. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So, Joe, the Redfern Legal Centre, they've been providing legal assistance to vulnerable and disenfranchised people for over 40 years now. How exactly did you get started with this?
We were actually started 41 years ago by a group of university students. So, volunteer law students who realised that very vulnerable people were falling through the gaps in terms of accessing legal assistance. So they and a group of academics from UNSW started a service providing free legal advice. It was completely run by volunteers. I think its first paid staff member was Justice Virginia Bell, who's now a High Court judge. And it has grown from there. So in 41 years, we now have over 21 staff and about 300 volunteers each year.
Well, those are some pretty big numbers. What kind of services do you provide?
So we provide free legal assistance to our community, so pretty much anyone in our community, but then also more in-depth legal casework services to really vulnerable people, those who need it the most. And then, based on what we see on the ground, based on the kind of trends of legal issues that are coming in the door, we identify gaps in laws and policies where the laws are failing people or failing communities. And we do work to change laws and fill these gaps to make, to make our society a fairer place for all.
Well, what kind of gaps is the Redfern Legal Centre working on right now?
So at the moment, we've got a campaign that we're really excited about called Safe and Sound, and that is to strengthen strip search laws in New South Wales. Now, I know that everyone's talking about music festivals and pill testing, and we're jumping on board. We've seen a doubling in strip searches in New South Wales in the last few years, and we think that this is contributing to the problem. So we are advocating for harm minimisation. And better practices around strip searches and more guidance in the law, both at music festivals, but also in regional and remote areas. We're particularly seeing issues with young Aboriginal people being targeted and strip searched, and strip searches being used as a matter of first resort, not last resort, by police.
Well, from what I know of lawyers, their work doesn't really come cheap. Where do you get your funding from?
That's a very good question. We get funding from governments, from which we're very grateful, but our demand for our services keeps on increasing, and the law reform and advocacy work that we do is mostly unfunded. So donations and philanthropy are where we're turning to keep expanding and growing our services and to meet the demand that's coming in the door. And this fundraiser, or fundraiser, as we've been calling it, is a great way that the community can come together to support our services.
I love good puns.
Yeah,
Fundraiser. Fun.
hilarious.
Well done. What's coming up on the 8th? Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Sure. So it's at the Giant Dwarf Theatre at 7:30 p.m. We are so excited to have such an amazing range of great comedians who are donating their time or donating their time at a very reduced fee to help us ensure that free legal help remains available to all those who need it. So, as you said, we've got Tom Ballard from Tonightly, we've got Michael Hing, who is absolutely hilarious, and some great other up-and-coming performers and comedians that we're so excited will be headlining for us.
Well, like you're saying, several big Aussie celebs like Tom Ballard and Michael Hing have jumped on board with your fundraiser. Did you expect to get so much support?
To be honest, no. But I think it just, goes to show that the work we do is life-changing and people want to get behind it. So we are very fortunate to have these comedians. Tom Ballard actually appeared at our inaugural comedy event last year and was hilarious, and we're just ecstatic that he's coming back to join us again.
Right, well, I might see you there because I do like them, and I do like fundraisers because you do some pretty good work, so might see you there.
Great, thank you so much. Nathaniel. It would be fabulous to have you there. Well, and anyone else who wants to buy tickets, you can do so through Giant Dwarf or through the Redfern Legal Centre website.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this morning, Jo.
Thanks, Nathaniel.